Listen, Dr. Minhas, I am going to dictate a neurology consultation on a patient named Cheryl Spencer. SHERRYL, middle initial A, last name SPENCER. Date of birth 04/16/1943. Date of appointment 4/25/2023. Requesting a physician Clara Schneidman, CLARASCHNAIDMAN. Dear Dr. Schneidman, I have the pleasure of seeing Cheryl Spencer today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 80-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the Nathan Littoro Hospital on February 21st, 2022 due to the difficulty in speaking and some weakness on the left side. There was no visual problem. After Nathan Littoro Hospital, she went to the rehab, MRI of the brain done, which shows left parietal lobe infarct. Now she is having a speech problem, writing, memory issue, putting thought together. She is getting physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy at home. She is improving. She is taking aspirin 81 milligram daily, Plavix 75 milligram daily, and Lipitor. Past medical history. Atrial fibrillation, transient, COPD, stroke, history of uterine prolapse, hypercholesterolemia, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, lipoma of the neck, pneumonia, right wrist fracture, past surgical history, hysterectomy, right wrist surgery, oophorectomy, appendectomy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, amlodipine, aspirin 81 milligram daily, atenolol, atorvastatin 80 milligram at bedtime, benazapril, clopidogrel 75 milligram daily, famotidine, hydrochlorothiazide, and levothyroxine. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is widowed, lives at home with 24-hour supervision. She has 5 children. Family history, mother deceased, father deceased, 2 sisters, 1 with dementia, 1 brother, 1 with coronary artery disease. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having confusion, memory loss, speech problem. Physical examination, blood pressure 160/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, expressive dysphagia present. She follows the simple command, does not follow the complex command. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep tender reflex is 2-4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 80-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, left parietal stroke. Number 2, dysphagia. Number 3, memory issue. Next paragraph. At this time, I will continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily, Plavix 75 mg PO daily, and Lipitor 20 mg PO daily. Continue the physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. Patient will improve a little bit more, but not back to baseline. The prognosis of stroke in her mother is discussed with the daughter. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in about 6 months.